the Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
So I'm James Cherry, I'm the chair of Isle of Pride.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So it started back in about 2020, so 2020, let's put it in a better terminology. It basically was started to give a better representation to the LGBTQ plus community. And I came on as a director in 2024, taking over from the original board, and hopefully we can do some more.
Tell us about your team.
All the directors are members of the community, and then we have a committee underneath that. So all the directors sit on the committee, then we have subsequently about 6-7 members of the committee, who most of them are all in the community. I think there's one, maybe two that aren't, but are keen allies and supporters of the community, which is a big shift from what the original setup of the directors was. But that was something that we were keen to do in this time round, was to give a better representation in the charity structure to the community.
Who is the charity for?
So the charity is there to represent all members of the LGBTQ plus community, put events on to support the group, to do training events that we're going to hopefully start running soon, out to organisations and groups, and also to do some advocacy work and push for better diversity and equality across the board.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Yeah, so we are working with a number of corporate partners who are looking to come on as sponsors. So I can confirm that Lloyds International has come on board, giving us an amount of cash to put towards things for the charity. They haven't given a set thing for it for, as long as it's in good purpose for the charity, and obviously they get the publicity from it. There are a few others that we are in talks with to do stuff, and we also are working with Manx Care to make improvements as well.
What are your main goals?
I think it's just simple as to raise awareness of the LGBT community issues and struggles that we have, and also to raise awareness is the main fundamental, and just make society a more diverse and accepting place to be, and especially on the island.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
I mean, we have basically restarted from afresh in 24 when the new board took over. We are slowly building things up, and I think that's the best approach. We have got a few events coming up which we will discuss later, and it's something that we want to grow, but we want to do it the right way. And I think the only way you can really do that is by taking your time, assessing what's going on and what people want as well.
How is the charity funded?
So we're funded, everything is through donations and through grants that we can get from different organisations in different ways.
How can people support you?
There's many ways you can support us. So if you simply just want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, I think we also have a TikTok channel, but I'm not too sure because I don't use it myself. So you can just give us a like, follow, anything like that. We also have put a number of flyers out which have a QR code on, which goes to a link tree. If you go on there, you can sign up to be a volunteer, and Amy, who's our volunteer coordinator, will contact you, and when we have events on, you'll get an email asking, do you want to help us out? Simple as that. Or if you have any ideas, drop us a message and we can go from there. Or if you see us about with a bucket or anything like that, or any of our events, please come along, drop some money in the bucket. We even have some up, so you can't use the old adage of, I don't have any cash. You know, we will get you somehow.
Where can people find out more?
So you can either email us. So currently the email address is isleofprideiom@gmail.com. Or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, it's Isle of Pride, simple as that. Or come and speak to any of the directors or committee members who are about, especially myself. I think I'm the only one who's publicly facing at the moment, but that's no issue. But you can always drop us a message, a number of people already have, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
The Charity of the Week. brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.